Thank you very much.
我非常感谢大家。
You may wonder, we are speaking from Colossians.
你可能会在想我们在一起学格罗西书。
And yet, the memory verse is not from Colossians.
但是呢，今天的金句背诵呢，却不是从格罗西书拿出来的。
Samuel was 12 years old when this took place.
萨摩尔十二岁的时候，这个神在向他说话。
One night, in a normal night for him, he laid down to sleep.
有一天晚上，就像其他的晚上一样，他躺在床上准备睡觉。
And he heard somebody calling him, Samuel, Samuel.
但是他听到有人在叫他，萨摩尔，萨摩尔。
And he thought Eli, the high priest, was calling him for something.
他以为以利那个当时的大祭司在召唤他。
The third time Eli realized, oh, I think God's talking to the boy.
当第三次还在听到这个呼声的时候，那么以利他意识到是神在召唤萨摩尔。
So he tells Samuel what to say when he hears that voice again.
所以祭司以利就告诉萨摩尔，当你再听到这个声音的时候，你就这样回答。
And Samuel says what?
那么萨缪怎么说呢？
Speak, for your servant is hearing, your servant is listening.
那么萨缪就说，主啊，请说，仆人静听。
He is saying, Lord, I am willing to be your servant, to do what you want to do and what you want me to say.
他就是在说，主啊，我是你的仆人，我愿意按照你的话去做。
That was the beginning of Samuel's ministry as a prophet.
那么这就是萨摩尔这位先知，他开始他的在神面前的事工。
What Samuel said is something every believer should say.
那么萨摩尔所说的这些回应呢，应该是我们每一个基督徒都应该这样说的。
Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
主啊，请说，因为你的仆人在聆听。
Let's look at the Lord in prayer, shall we?
让我们一起来到神面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace.
天父，我们赞美感谢你，为你的怜悯、慈爱和伟大的恩典。
We know, Lord, you direct in our lives to do your will.
主啊，我们知道你在我们的生命中带领我们，让我们去做讨你喜悦的事。
May we be encouraged, Lord, to put you first in our lives in doing your will. In Jesus' name, Amen.
主啊，请你激励我们，让我们从心里愿意去听你的吩咐，按照你的旨意去做。我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，Amen。Looking
at Colossians,
我们回到哥罗西书。But
first, let me put together a make-believe story, shall we?
让我先给大家把这个故事来讲一下。First,
I'll imagine some children.
那么试想一下，是一群孩子们。
There's a large group of children, and they're going to play a game.
就像是一群孩子们，他们在一起想玩一个游戏。
One group will play against the other.
那么一个队呢，再要跟另一个队比赛。
But in this group, some can play the game, and some can't.
但是在每一个队里呢，有的可以玩这样的游戏，有的呢，他却不太善于玩这个游戏。
But the person who's leading the one team really wants to win.
但是呢，这个每一个团队的领导呢，他都愿意自己的团队来赢。
Who would you put on your team?
那么你想让什么样的人在你的团队里呢？
I'll leave the question there.
我呢，就现在把这个问题停在这里。
Let me put it another way. Maybe you're a businessman.
那么我再用另外一个来解说，假如你是一个商业的人。
And you're starting a company repairing computers.
那么你呢，要开始一个公司来修这个计算机。
It sounds rather technical to me.
那么这个对我来说是非常技术性的。
But you want a group of people who can do it, right?
但是你是想要去招那些能做这个工作的人。
Who would you have on your team?
那么你想要什么样的人在你这个团队里呢？
We're looking here in Colossians chapter 4 at the team Paul had.
那么我们在这里看到哥罗西书第四章，那么保罗他的这个团队有什么样的人呢？
He is in prison in Rome.
他在罗马坐监狱。
And in, as it comes to the end of Colossians, he speaks about the people who are with him.
那么当他在这个哥罗西这儿的时候，他在向他周围的这些人说话。
And as we look at these people, I notice something interesting.
那么当我们仔细看这里面的每一个人的时候，我发现非常的有趣。
Some come from Jerusalem.
有的呢是从耶路撒冷来的。
Some come from what is modern Greece.
有的呢却是从当时很发达的这个希腊来的。
Some come from areas in what is now modern Turkey.
那么有的呢是当时就现在我们叫的这个土耳其一带的人来的。
Others, I don't know where they come from.
还有一些人呢，我们可能都永远也不知道他们到底从哪里来。
One of these men had a bad background.
那么有一个，其中有一个人呢，他有一个很不好的过去。
And another man.Was a failed missionary.
And 还有一个呢，他在做这个传道的工作的时候呢，他是非常的失败。
Yet they are all working together.
但是呢，他们却要在一起，要一同服侍。
In this, I'm thinking sometimes God wants us to serve Him, right?
这个好像也有点像我们有的时候要在一起服侍神一样。
Sometimes people will look at each other and say, "How can I serve God? What can I do?"
那么有的时候我们就看着每一个人，想说，我怎么来服侍神呢？我能做什么呢？
Let's look at these eight people.
让我们一起来看这一段里面所讲到的八个人。
The first man is in verses 7 and 8.
那么第一个呢是在第一个人呢是在第七到第八节。
And his name is Tychicus.
那么这个人呢，他的名字叫推基古。
And as I look at Tychicus, he's mentioned 5 times in the New Testament.
那么在整个新约里面，推基古这个名字呢，被提到了五次。
He comes from an area of Turkey that back then they called Asia Minor.
那么他呢，是从现代的这个土耳其，就是当时呢是小亚细亚这个地方来的。
You look through and at these verses, you realize that he had.Was on Paul's team as Paul went through Greece and Macedonia.
如果你读圣经，你就会看到他跟保罗一起呢，去了很多的地方，像马其顿呐这些地方。
You know, Paul says, "My situation, my state, Tychicus will make declare unto you."
那么保罗在这里说，就是说我所经历的一切呢，推基古呢，他都可以告诉你们。
He describes him as a beloved brother.
他把推基古形容成是一个在主里面非常有爱的一个弟兄。他也是一个非常忠心的一个同工。
Verse 8, he says, "Whom I have sent unto you."
那么第八节他就说了，这个呢，推基古是我把他差遣到、打发到你们那里去的。
And he will know your state, your condition, and will tell you and comfort you.
那么他呢也很知道你们的光景，那么他会用他所知道的来去安慰你们。
Now this is the first man on the team we're looking at.
那这是第一个我们在这个团队里看到的。
What does he do?
那么他做了什么呢？
Paul sends him on a mission.
保罗呢把他打发去做一个事工。
He's one who is sent, one who takes orders.
那么他是一个被差遣的人，是一个听了命令就去执行的人。
He is sent. Paul describes him as a fellow, as a minister.
那么保罗呢，把他叫做是在主里面的一个同工。
Now, being in Australia for 35 years, when I think of minister, I think of a government official.
那么在澳大利亚待了35年呢，当我一说做什么事工的时候，好像就有点像是政府那个非常正规的一个组织似的。
But that's not what this is here.
那么这个在这里的这个事工不是像政府那样的事工。
This is someone who takes orders. He serves. He ministers. He serves.
那么这个呢是一个推基古这个人呢，他就是接受命令，然后他按照命令去执行。
And he's a fellow servant, a fellow slave.
然后他也是主里面的一个同工，一个共同服侍的仆人。
Notice he's a man who is doing what somebody tells him to do.
那么他是一个非常忠心的人家，这个告诉他做什么，他就会去认真的去做的人。
What he does makes somebody else look good.
那么他呢做的这件事呢，会让别的人会在别人眼里看到很好。
He's willing to multiply to increase Paul's ministry.
那么他呢是在把自己去放下去，让保罗的事工呢再被打开发开展。
He's willing to work behind the scenes.
他呢喜欢在后面再支持别人。
He's willing to be under authority.
那么他是很愿意顺服在权柄之下的。
He's willing to be not really be known, just to be behind the scenes and let somebody else be known and be seen.
他是很愿意的去在背后去做一些很具体的帮助支持事工的事，但他自己并不喜欢被别人就是在人面前炫耀的。
I see a man who is under authority.
那么我在这里看到的就是一个人，他顺服这个权柄。
This is the kind of a person, one of the kind of people God needs on His team.
那么这样的人呢，就是神所需要和要选放在他的事工里的。
Not one who is unknown and famous, but one who is just willing to do the work and not even be noticed.
不是哪个人他很愿意自己被扬名，而是一个愿意顺服在权柄之下，默默无闻的去做很多具体的事情。
Sometimes people struggle to do and be under authority. They say, "I want to be my own boss."
那么经常的时候呢，我们人都很喜欢，就是说去指挥或者是去领别人做什么，但是我们很难愿意自己来去顺服在别人的指挥之下。
Tychicus was willing to be under authority.
那么推基古这个人呢，他就是在愿意把自己放在权柄之下。
That's a good member to be on the team.
那么这是一个非常这个好的一个团队的成员。
Then look at verse 9.
那么第九节。
We have here a man by the name of Onesimus.
这里呢，我们又听到另一个人叫阿尼西姆。
Now this is all we had. You would think of him as a faithful, beloved brother.
那么这里呢，你也看到他也是一个非常忠心和非常的有爱心的一个弟兄。
The kind of man, if you had him work for you, you could trust him to do the job on his own without somebody else making him do it.
那么这样的一个忠心的仆人呢，就是你让他去做什么，那你会很放心。
There's another letter that Paul wrote at the same time he wrote Colossians.
那么另外一个书信里面，保罗又写了另外的一个书信。
It's Philemon.
那么是叫腓利门。
It turns out Onesimus was a runaway slave.
那么在那里呢，保罗告诉我们这个阿尼西姆呢，他是一个逃跑的一个奴隶。
And Paul says to Philemon, before he was unprofitable, before he was useless, but now he's profitable.
那么保罗在这里就说，这个阿尼西姆以前呢，他是一个无用的人，那么现在呢，他却是被主所重用。
Before he wasn't a believer, but now he is a believer.
以前呢，他不是一个信主的人，现在他是主里的弟兄。
And why would Paul write a letter to Philemon about a runaway slave?
那么为什么保罗在他的这个信件里面会去提到这样一个逃跑的一个奴隶呢？
And this runaway slave is going back.
那么这个逃跑的奴隶，他最后还要回到他以前逃跑的地方。
In their culture, a runaway slave was brutally treated, usually.
那么在当时的那个文化背景下，那么逃跑的那个奴隶
He was made an example for other slaves.
逃跑的奴隶呢，他在别人面前做了一个很好的一个很不好的一个见证，所以他被抓回来的时候是会要被严厉的惩罚的。
Here is Onesimus, a member of the team, and he's now a faithful man.
那么这样的一个叫阿尼西姆的人呢，他却是这个保罗的这个施工的队伍里面一个非常忠心的一个同工。
Paul knew there was a place in God's service for people who had changed.
保罗知道神改变人，他把人他用他所改变的人来做他的工作。
People with questionable pasts, with a bad past, can still be used by God when they have been changed.
那么当一个人他有不好的过去背景的时候，当他被神改变以后，神还是可以用他去做有益的工作。
He might even have you go back and minister to the ones you've wronged.
也许他神还会用他去回到那个他逃跑的地方去开展一个施工。那么这就是阿尼西姆最后就回到了他原来的地方。
So we have Tychicus, a man under authority.
所以我们现在有推基古呢，他是一个顺服权柄的人。
Onesimus, a man with a bad past.
那么阿尼西姆呢，他是有一个很不好的这个过去的一个背景的人。
And then in verse 10, the first man mentioned there.
那么在第十节又介绍另一个人。
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, greets you.
那么这个人叫亚里达古。
He's a loyal fellow burden bearer.
那么这个呢，他是一个非常忠心的，可以跟他的同工一起担当重担的人。
Well, who's he?
他是谁呢？
The other men are Gentiles.
那么其他的那些人呢，都是外邦人。
Aristarchus is a Jew from Thessalonica.
亚历达古呢，他是从帖撒罗尼迦来的一个犹太人。
But Paul calls him a fellow prisoner.
但是保罗呢，说他是一个一同坐监的人，一同与他坐监的人。
Paul and Aristarchus are going through the same things.
那么亚里达古与保罗呢，他共同经历这些磨难。
You understand the pressures and the feelings Paul had.
那么他理解保罗在监狱里的这个感受和他所承受的这些压力。
We find him three times mentioned in the book of Acts.
那么在使徒行传里面提到这个事件三次。
In Acts 19.
那么在使徒行传第三章。
The silversmiths had rioted and tried to get a hold of Paul.
在使徒行传十九章，那么一个修锁的人呢，他们想把保罗抓起来。
Then verse 29, they couldn't get Paul, they get Aristarchus and Gaius.
那么他们抓不到保罗，所以他们就把这个亚里达古给抓起来了。
In chapter 20, he goes with Paul through Macedonia and Greece.
那么在二十章，他又亚里达古，他又跟保罗一起那去这个马其顿。
Acts 27, he's with Paul as Paul as a prisoner is transported to Rome.
那么在二十七章呢，他又跟保罗一起呢被当作犯人押送到罗马。
You know, when you're going through difficult times, somebody to say, "I know what you're feeling. I've been there. I am there." means a lot.
那么当你呢在经历苦难的时候，有一个人在你的旁边说，我也曾经经历过类似的同样的苦难，我理解你的处境和心情，你会怎么样想？
Paul was human. He had emotions.
保罗他也是个人，那么他也有他的情感。
Aristarchus many times encouraged Paul. He could say, I understand, I'm going through it too.
那么亚里达古在这里，他就是说安慰保罗，我也经历过这些的，我会与你一同在。
On God's team, we need people who encourage one another.
那么在神的这个国度里同工，我们需要这样的人呢，跟我们一起同负重担。
Who give comfort?
那么他给人带来安慰。
You know, many times people will struggle. It can be leaders. It can be any of us. That's part of life.
那么我们常常都会遇到各种各样的挑战，那么不管是你是领导也好，还是一般的一个基督徒也好。
And in Aristarchus' case, sometimes he bore the burden for Paul.
那么亚里达古在这里他就跟保罗同负重担。
And then in verse 10, we come to another man.
那么在第十节里又讲到另外一个人。
Mark.
马可。
Mark, he's related to Barnabas.
那么他是巴拿巴的亲戚。
Who is Mark? John Mark.
谁是约翰马可呢？
Well, we first pick up Mark in Acts chapter 12.
那么我们在使徒行传第十二节第一次看到马可。
Paul and Barnabas take Mark with him up to Antioch.
那么在安提阿的时候，保罗呢和巴拿巴呢，他们准备带马可一起去传道。
And then, while they were there in Antioch for about three or four years, then God changed Paul and Barnabas's ministry.
那么在那里待了三四年，神呢改变了巴拿巴和保罗的这个服事。
Suddenly they were traveling from here to there, from here to there.
那么当时呢，他们就开始到处的走来走去的去传福音。
Mark took it for a while, and then he quit and went back home to Jerusalem.
马可当时跟着他们跟了一段时间，但是后来呢，他就退却了，他就又回到了耶路撒冷。
Here, 12 years later, he's on Paul's team.
那么十二年以后呢，马可又回到了保罗的这个团队。
In fact, it's 5 years, three or so years later, Paul is going to say, "Mark is profitable to me for the ministry."
那么保罗在这里说，马可在传福音的工作上是很有益的。
I see this as we consider, how can I serve God?
那么我在这里就想问，我们怎么来服侍神呢？
Have you failed?
那么你失败过吗？
There's still a place in God's service for one who has failed.
那么在神的国度里呢，还有如果你曾经失败过，你还有机会可以再起来服侍。
Mark was a man who was rescued from failure by Barnabas.
那么马可呢，他就是从这样的失败中被巴拿巴给帮助走了出来。
He had a second chance.
那么他再一次有得到机会来服侍神。
And was faithful and profitable.
然后他呢，就是非常的忠心，也非常的有效的服侍。
So we have Tychicus, a man under authority.
那么我们这里有推基古，他顺服权柄。
Onesimus, a man with a bad past.
阿尼西姆他有一个不好的过去。
Aristarchus, a loyal fellow burden bearer.
亚里达古呢，他是一个能够与同工共同担负重担的同伴。
Mark, a second chance man.
那么马可呢，他是一个再一次得到机会的一个同工。
Now we come to our fifth man.
那么下一个呢，就是我们第五个要提的人。
Verse 11.
在十一节
Jesus, surname, whose other name was Justus.
那么这里的这个叫耶稣。
Jesus is the, comes from the Greek, which in the Hebrew was Joshua, Yehoshua.
耶稣这个名字呢，在在希伯来文呢，就是约书亚的这个意思。
One's Hebrew, one's from the Greek.
那么一个呢是从希伯来文来的，一个是从一样的名字，一个是从希伯来语，一个是从希腊语来的。
What do we know about this man?
那么我们对这个人知道什么呢？
This is the only place he's mentioned.
那么在这里只有这一个地方提到这个人。
He's Jewish.
他是一个犹太人。
And that's all I know.
这就是我们所知道的。
He's on the team.
他也在这个团队里。
And he's Jewish, and Paul says these three men, Aristarchus, Mark, and Jesus Justus, are a comfort to me.
那么保罗在这里说，亚里达古、马可和耶稣，他都是对我一个极大的安慰。
Having lived in Africa for 10 years, and then 35 years in Australia, I can appreciate being in a different culture.
我在非洲曾经待过十年，又在澳大利亚待了三十五年。那么我对不同的文化背景呢，我有很多的这种理解和理解。
When my parents came back from Africa, America was a strange culture to me.
那么从我的父母十年以后回到美国的时候，美国的文化对我来说是非常的陌生。
You know, sometimes when you're in another culture, it's nice to have somebody of the same culture, the same thinking.
那么当你在另外一个文化的背景里面，那么你会感受到跟你同样背景的人都有时候都觉得很不一样。
Jesus Justus, he was an unrecognized worker, but an encouragement to Paul.
那么这里的这个耶稣呢，优士都，他就是一个不被人知的一个同工，但是呢，保罗却非常的赞赏他。
He was a background man. He did the work. Nobody noticed what he did.
他是一个在幕后默默无闻做事的人，很多的人都根本不知道他。
And he didn't worry about it.
但他也不去担心那些事情。
No, we should serve God that way too. So what? Nobody notices.
我们也应该这样服侍人。谁会在乎那么别人注意到或者注意不到呢？
So our first man we met was Tychicus.
那么第一个我们遇到的是推基古。
He was one who was willing to take orders. He was under authority.
那么他是一个顺服的人。
Onesimus was a man with a bad past.
那么阿尼西姆呢？他是有一个不好的这个背景的人。
He had changed.
他已经被神改变了。
Aristarchus was a loyal fellow burden bearer. He bore the burden with Paul.
那么亚里达古呢？他是一个共同担负重担的一个同伴。
Mark was a second chance man.
马可呢？他是一个再次得到机会的一个人。
Verses 12 and 13, we come to our sixth man.
那么在十二到十三节的时候，我们又看到第六个人。
Epaphras was from Colossae. He was a praying partner.
那么以巴佛呢，他是从哥罗西当地来的人，那么但是他是一个有祷告负担的同工。
Now notice he says he's a servant of Christ.
那么这里呢，保罗说他是一个在主里面共同服事的同工。
And he says he labors fervently for you in prayers.
那么这里保罗说他呢，在祷告之间常为我你们竭力的祈求。
It's not that he struggled to find time to pray. It's in prayer he was fervent and really worked hard in prayer for the Colossians.
他不是说他在努力的来发现他找到时间来祷告，而是说他在祷告的时候，他非常的尽心竭力的代求。
It was the kind of prayer.Right, like somebody who's an athlete really struggles to get to the finish line.
那么就像是有些在竞技场上的运动员一样，他们就是在，就是说非常努力的来去达到那个终点。
He gave his energy in prayer for them, and there was content to his prayer.
那么他把他所有的力量呢，都放在祷告中。
He wanted them to be mature, to be perfect and complete in God's will.
那么他为这些教会的信徒们祷告，让他们在神面前能够成长，能够成熟，然后忠心的服侍神。
He was praying, Lord, I want them to know Your will, to live it, and be comfortable in it.
那么他祷告的时候就说：“神啊，我为他们祈求，让他们能够明白你的心意，然后也信心充足的能够完成按照神的旨意去做。”
And he prayed for two nearby towns, Laodicea and the other one here, Nymphis.
他呢，而且他还为旁边的两个城市的旁边两个城市来，就是老底家还有宁法的这个两个城市的弟兄们祷告。
Laodicea, Colossae, and Hierapolis were very close to each other.
那么老底家、宁法和这个哥罗西这三个城市呢，都是非常靠近的。
You know what God needs?
你知道神需要什么吗
？People who pray fervently.
那么他需要我们在祷告中迫切的祷告。
For one another.
我们迫切的为我们彼此来祷告。
You may say, I can't do a whole lot, but we can pray for one another.
你可能会说我做不了其他的什么事情，但是每个人都可以为他互相的为别人代祷。
Now we come to verse 14.
那么我们现在来看第十四节。
Luke.The beloved physician, the beloved doctor.
那么这个路加他是一个非常可爱的一个医生。
As I look at this, this tells me Luke was an educated man.
那么路加他是一个受过教育的人。
Sometimes when people we say this person he is talented, he is gifted.
那么我们说这个人呢，他有恩赐，他是有这个能力的人。
And he was that kind of a man.
那么路加呢，他就是这样一个人。
Even his Greek shows that education.
那么就他是一个希腊人，那么他还有这样的受到过高等的教育。
I say that to say this. He was willing to use his abilities and talents for God.
但是他愿意把他所有的这些恩赐、这些能力呢，都用在服侍神的教会里。
I wonder, as work, how can I serve God? One question is, what abilities has God given me?
那么我们有时候在想，神给了我什么样的恩赐，我怎么来服侍神呢？
How can I use them in God's service?
我们怎么能用神所给的恩赐来服侍神呢？
And we have our eighth man.
那么我们最后呢，第八个人。
Demas greets you.
Demas.
This is a man with a misplaced love.
那么这个人呢，他把他的爱放错了地方。
At this time, as Paul writes, there is no hint of any difficulties, of any problems.
那么在这里呢，保罗写底马的时候，好像他还没有任何与底马有什么不好的地。
He's working well with the team.
那么他呢，跟这个当时的这个保罗的福音的这个团队呢，他是非常的合作的很好。
He's desirable. He prays. He works hard. Things are looking good with Demas.
那么底马现在呢，他是非常的好，他也祷告，也很努力的去做各种各样的事工，也跟团队配合的很好。
Over in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10, let's go ahead about 3 years or so.
那么当我们再往后推到3年以后，那么在提摩太后书的时候，那么底马就变了。
Paul is in prison now for the second time.
那么保罗在这里呢，他已经是第二次入了罗马的监狱。
You could say he's lost the court case.
那么他在这个时候，他已经在法庭上已经败诉了。
Paul knows he is facing death.
那么保罗现在知道他接下来的可能就是死了。
But he says something interesting in verse 10.
那么他在这里在第十节的时候，他说他讲到了一个。
For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world.
那么在这里他就说，底马呢，他已经背离我，他爱世界，他已经爱钱财，他已经走了。
And has departed unto Thessalonica.
那么他已经去了帖撒罗尼迦了。
What does that mean? Demas loved this present world.
那么什么使底马呢，来爱世界超过了爱神呢？
I notice he went to Thessalonica.
那么他，我注意到他去了帖撒罗尼迦。
Was that home for him? I don't know.
那么那是他自己的家吗？
But I think it's more this. This persecution was centered around Rome.
那么我想当时的一个最大的一个原因就是在罗马呢有很大的逼迫。
If he left Rome and went to another part of the Roman Empire, things weren't so difficult.
那么你当时如果你是个基督徒，你离开罗马，离开罗马帝国，你去别的地方，可能你的生活呢就不会那么艰难。
I suspect Demas made this choice. If I stay with Paul, I'm dead. If I go to Thessalonica, I can still serve God and not die.
那么我猜测当时底马就是这样做决定的，如果我跟着保罗，我可能最后面对的就是死亡，但是我要去别的城市，那么我最后还是可以很好的活下去。
So he was absent without leave.
那么他呢就离开了这个团队。
That's like the idea. Some soldiers will sometimes go absent without leave. They will just run away from their responsibilities because it gets too hard. That was Demas.
那么就像有些士兵在战场上当遇到严峻的考验的时候，他们就离开了他们的队伍。那么底马当时呢就是选择了这样的一个这样的离开和逃跑。
This reminds me that we need to be careful when we serve God that we don't misplace our love and quit on the wrong thing.
那么这个也提醒我们，当我们在服侍神的时候呢，我们自己真的要很清楚地看到，我们不要把我们自己的爱放错了位置，然后远离了神。
Sometimes when difficulties arise with somebody in a church or something, people want to quit and leave.
那么有的时候在教会里，当你在跟别人共同服侍的时候，遇到一些不高兴的事情的时候，有些人就选择就是退去。
Don't be like Demas.
不要像做底马这样的人。
Be part of the solution, not the problem.
那么不要作为一个带来这个带来问题的人，而是作为一个来能够解决问题的人。
So as we look at these 8 different people,
那么当我们来看这个八个不同的人的时候，
3 Jewish people,
其中有三个是犹太人，
the others from different places around the Roman Empire.
那么其他的呢，他们都是在罗马周围的一些其他的一些城市。
All different, all yet they work together.
但是呢，他们都虽然他们都有不同的背景，但是呢，他们都在一起同工。
They were available.
那么他们呢，是对神来说，他们是可用的。
They were willing to do God's will.
那么他们愿意呢，去按照神的旨意去做。
Whether it's being an unobserved worker behind the scenes,
或者他们是一个不为人知的一个一直在背后做工作的人。
Using the abilities God has given.
但他们用他们的能力，神所给他们的能力。
Just being faithful, whatever the past.
那么不管他们过去是怎么样，但是他们现在被神改变以后就是忠心的。
But as someone who says with Samuel.
就像撒母耳这样。
Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
请说主啊，你的仆人在静听。
I believe God has a plan for every single believer.
那么我相信神对我们每一个信主的人都有他的计划。
Are you willing to say with Samuel, speak, Lord, I'm listening. I'll do what you want me to do.
那么你愿意不愿意像撒母耳这样主啊，请说仆人在聆听，我愿意按照你的旨意去做。
As you work on learning this memory verse this week, may that be your prayer.
那么当这个星期，那么你在在背这个金句背诵的时候呢，那你也把这一节当成你自己的祷告。
In the memory verse, then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
撒母耳在这里说。回答说，请说，仆人静听。
Let's say as we think about how God can use me, we're all different.
那么我们也在这里这样问神，虽然我们都不一样，那么神怎么样来用我们呢？
But we can serve God and work in harmony together.
但是我们呢，可以在一起共同服侍神，一起来在主里面这样同心的服侍。
Let's say these words that Samuel said together, shall we?
让我们大家来一起来说这个撒母耳的回答。
Speak, for your servant is listening. I'll say it again. One, two. Speak,
for your servant is listening.
I can say it in Chinese.
请说仆人静听。
God bless.
愿神祝福我们。Thank you.
我们感谢神带领 Pastor Elise 为我到我们中间。